Well, former Deacon Will Fry, we can now officially call you Father William Fry. That's a nice sound to it, does it not? After 9 years of oftentimes grueling and demanding schedules and studies, endless exams, mountains of papers to write, formation meetings, evaluation, tons of pasta, being quarantined in Italy and the United States, daily living with COVID-19 and following all precautions and regulations for the past 5+ months, training as a deacon with me while wearing a mask, and learning to be a televangelist through our live streaming of daily and weekend masses. Through all of that, you and we have finally arrived at your Mass of Thanksgiving. What a joy-filled day for you, your family and friends, St. Mary's Parish, the Diocese of Charleston, your brother priest, and most of all, Holy Mother Church. You know what is most notable and what we will be remembered by those who know you and know some of your little will habits is that we started on time, on God's time, not what has become known by your classmates and friends as Will Fry's time. So we gather to join with you as you celebrate the most holy Eucharist for the church and for us. And do it so, I think that the readings for this 15th Sunday in ordinary time are most appropriate for the day's celebration. All of the readings this Sunday are inviting us to be attuned to hearing and living in accord with the Word of God, so as to have an authentic, supportive encounter with God, especially now during these extremely difficult times. Just think of the many times God's Word has spoken to you, to our sorrows and our joys, to our needs, weaknesses, strengths, our faith and doubts, our fears and hopes, when we actually listened to Him. During all of the confusion, stress, anger, helplessness, and times of terror over the past 5 to 6 months of pandemic, social unrest, injustice, and feelings of simply giving up, have we actually turned to God's Word for support and assurance rather than worldly lures and pleasures? At every liturgy where the Word is proclaimed and sown in our hearts, we're called to respond completely with our mind, our heart, and our life. In other words, from the very depth of our being, we should be almost exclaiming, "Thanks be to God. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for you have spoken to me personally." In turn, we are the bearers of His Word to the world and the keepers of His Word in our lives. The question before us, are we that attuned to God's Word spoken to us? Not only in a liturgical setting, but in the daily depths of our hearts? Or are we more attuned to worldly voices? I think it's safe to say that Father Will heard, acted upon, and has lived and will live in accord with the word of God, which he has from an early age, when the thoughts of the priesthood began to stir within his heart and mind. God's voice spoke to Will Fry. He listened, he acted upon it, and his heart is forever attuned to God's word by his willingness to say yes to God's call. You know, to the ancient Hebrew mind, a word spoken was more than the enunciation of some idea or thought. Words were perceived as having a life of their own. Once uttered, words could not be undone or revoked. So our ancestors weighed their words carefully in their hearts and minds before bringing them to birth in their speech. A curse once spoken would remain forever a curse. A blessing once declared would forever remain a blessing. So if we understand this background, the word of God becomes an all more formidable reality. God speaks, your sins are forgiven, go and sin no more. And so it is. God speaks, do not be afraid, I am with you always. And his voice, his word, resonates within our lives, calming our fears, causing us to reflect his voice to the world. Or does it? Do we offer his assurance to those who are part of our lives? Or do we perpetuate their feelings of hopelessness? Do we weigh our words carefully in our hearts and in our minds before we bring them to birth? Have there been times that a curse we spoke to someone remained a curse? Let us pray that the blessings which we speak to others are indeed heartfelt blessings. The gospel is clear. They look, but they do not see. They hardly hear with their ears. They have firmly closed their eyes and ears to my voice and to my words. And so God says, they are the ones who will remain lost, but blessed are those who do see and hear. Those who see and do hear are all of you. All of you who have come here today or are watching via live stream to not only support Father Fry, but have come here to be nurtured by word and sacrament and to be transformed as a people who trust and hope in God's divine love and protection. So before we go, I invite you to notice how today's psalm is so very appropriate for us to reflect on. The seed that falls on good ground will yield a fruitful harvest. We are all called to make sure our lives are good ground to receive the seeds of God's word. Obviously, all through his life, the seed of Father Will's faith was nurtured by many mentors, people who taught him and influenced the fertile ground of his Christianity, his Catholicism, and his vocation. No more important than you, Dr. and Mrs. Fry, and your family, and the parish family of St. Mary Help of Christians. To this, we all say thank you. Thank you for giving us, the church, your firstborn son, who I know will yield a fruitful harvest throughout his priesthood. It is my prayer that I will be around when Father Fry celebrates his 50th anniversary as a priest, as together we celebrate his fruitful harvest. Congratulations. Thank you for allowing us to be here on this joyful day. May God continue to pour his blessings on you, your loved ones, the parishioners whose lives you will touch, and most of all, on your priesthood.